Here on Afternoon Drive, and earlier today, China's ambassador to South Africa, Lin Songtian, gave the latest situation or latest update on the situation in regard to coronavirus. And essentially, he said he believed by working together, various countries in the world could stop the spread of the coronavirus soon. You know what the numbers are sitting at right now. We're looking at over 17,000 people infected in China. No confirmed cases here in South Africa. There's been one death outside of China, I think in the Philippines. But otherwise, it has been relatively contained. And here in Africa, we have no confirmed cases so far. So Mia Linda Key has been keeping an eye on what the ambassador had to say. Mia, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. The actual purpose of the briefing, what exactly was the Chinese ambassador wanting to convey to South Africans today?
And the main message was that he said that they will bring the virus under control in China. And that message was sent home very strong, saying that they're convinced that this battle will be won soon, but the rest of the world needs actually to help. And the ambassador also criticized the way that some countries have reacted to the coronavirus, saying in some instances like America and other countries, they have reacted strongly against how China has dealt with this. And he questioned whether what other countries would have done. You know, he said that it was a hard decision for China to decide to put several cities in lockdown to stop all transport. But they feel that they had to do it to make sure that the coronavirus stays in China and China alone. And that is why we only see one death outside of China so far in the Philippines. But he also says it's very important for their economy to pick up after this, you know, because it has a ripple effect on the rest of the world. So then again, when we asked him specifically, I asked him about whether, you know, our citizens in Wuhan, are they safe? Because we've got people who don't stay there, they don't work there, they just went for a conference there, and now they're stuck there. And he said, you know what, in our culture, when we have someone from another country there, we're going to treat them as our own. They're not foreigners to us. We're going to open our doors. And he actually assured families back home here that, you know, they're in good hands. They've got a hospital especially just for the coronavirus. And they feel that they're best to stay there and not to come to South Africa. It will be very costly and it's actually unsafe. It's best for them to stay there in that area.
All right. Thank you very much for bringing us that update. Mia Linda Key, our EWN reporter.